Welcome to the NARS Jam Session podcast.
But before we get into it, NARS is a new way to fund extreme athletes, a community of action sports enthusiasts who have formed a NOUNS sub-DAO to rethink and redefine how extreme sports athletes get sponsored. NARS are NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain based on the NOUNS open source protocol, CC0 artwork, and are stored fully on-chain with no external dependencies. Each NAR gets you a DAO vote, and memberships are available at auction, one NAR less often forever. You can check out our live auctions at nars.wtf, that is GNARS.WTF.
GM, welcome to the NAS Jam Sessions. We are here every Thursday to do this NAS Jam Sessions, and it's a weekly update from the NALI people, from the NALI, letting everyone know what we have been up to for this whole week. Going through and looking at the plans, looking at what we'll be doing. I see Sarah is here. I see we have Posty. Hey, Rocket Man, I'm just trying to invite you on stage if you're in a place that you can speak. Get this going as usual. Just chatting, just cutting it up. How was the week? How was the week for you? How was the week for everyone around you? Hope you had a great time. Hey, Posty, yes, I invited you. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Yo, what is up? This music was fire that I was hearing beforehand.
Oh, that is the NALI EP, by Lil Bubble. Do you know Lil Bubble?
Yeah, I've met him actually. He's dope, dude. I've heard he's working on some more music, I think, for NALS, if I'm correct.
Oh, well, where did you meet him? At the Blockchain Week in Paris? Where did you meet him?
At NFT Fest Australia.
Oh, amazing. So that means you have seen Lil Bubble perform live?
Yeah, he performed. Did he perform? I think he performed a song.
Should be a dream come true. I've never seen him live. I've seen some photos. I've seen some videos. I never seen him perform live. Must be really exhilarating.
Yeah, he really takes the stage by completely.
Well, this being a weekly update, mind if I ask you a question? How has your week been?
My week? It's been good. Yeah. I've actually been working on the proposal that I'm slowly working on to put up. That's been good.
Is it like a NOUNS proposal or a NAS proposal?
It's one for little NOUNS.
Oh, my. I love that. You might want sharing with us. I know in NAS we have some people who have, if you don't mind sharing with us, I know it's the top of the show. But we can get into it.
I don't want to steal the show, Devin.
Don't worry.
But yeah, no. So what it is it's a proposal for about an event to create ideas. So an event around fostering a community/area that creates cool ideas, which then could be proposed to NOUNS or to other DAOs to get funding if they want to. So it's a bit like a hackathon, but for ideas and for artists as well.
Oh my, I love that. You want to do this across the world, or specifically in one area?
I plan to do it across the world at the moment. We are just focusing on the first event, which will be in Australia, and then we want to take that and go global with it.
Oh, I love that. I love those events that, that can be replicated across the world. So it's a nice one.
Yeah, and we want it to be able to be run by anyone, anywhere. So if someone wants to run their own version of the event, they'll be able to put up a proposal and get all the material they need and stuff for it, fully decentralized.
It's amazing. Wish you good luck as you go through the Lil NOUNS proposal process. Mind if I ask how did you find about NOUNS and Lil NOUNS?
So I'm friends with I know Gami, and I know some of the other NOUNS in Australia, and they kind of were my real introduction to NOUNS. I knew of NOUNS beforehand, but through Bixby, who else is there? Ben Bodhi, there's a bunch of them. Jarman.
Oh, Jarman. Oh, the OG himself, yes.
Yeah, through those guys, I kind of learned more about NOUNS, and it's kind of just been a journey from there.
Oh, that's really cool. I know this being NAS Jam Sessions, I wanted to ask you, why did you go to Lil NOUNS and not NAS DAO?
The reason for Lil NOUNS is just because it fits better. It feels like the events are for ideas. It's not just for like things to do with sport and stuff. So like if I was doing a prop to do with stuff that felt more NAS related, I definitely put it up to NAS. But this feels more like it's nounish than nourish.
Yes, I've been trying to understand the difference between nounish and nourish in this sense, because you know we had a proposal actually up this week on nouns from NAS to drop this EP that you were listening as we were starting the space. The proposal, you know, was to drop some this Nali EP, and it had, you know, like Nouns No Goes as the cover, but a lot of people felt it was not nounish and not nounish enough, yet it has literally No Goes on the what. Rockman, I'm trying to bring you up. I don't know what's stopping you. I guess Twitter is being Twitter, you know, the usual the shenanigans. But hey, I see Snowman is here, I see Danny is here. Run up that retweet picker for a chance after we are done here. I think by the next 1.5 hours we'll be running the retweet picker for a chance to give away five That's Gnarly votes. That's essentially one edition of That's Gnarly for you able to I don't know for you to be able to play on That's Gnarly. That's Gnarly.ly. Trying to bring up Rocket Man, our in-house dev for That's Gnarly. Some amazing news just dropped almost 4 hours ago. Skate One, the first collab moment. We're gonna be getting into all that as the show progresses. Yeah, really amazing. I mean, let me see. I don't know what's in here. My thing is not loading. I don't know. Usually like to get the show here started by starting an auction here on NAS.WTF. So that as we are going through the shenanigans that has been happening this week, we have an auction there running. Ooh la la. Why is it not working? Anyway, hope I'll not have to restart my whole setup. What a week. Up top, looking at what we started off the week strong with, a proposal from NAS to Nouns. Met, but a lot of people have been asking me, it's like, why did this proposal fail? Oh my God, I cannot believe this proposal failed. Yeah, it happens in Nouns. You can, you know, submit a proposal and it just doesn't pass. You just gets defeated. Find that Gami tweet where he's, you know, like everyone should be rocking that defeated banner. It's like, hey, we are defeated, but we are not dead. So we're going to try again. We're going to keep trying again until you get the move right. Just like in skateboarding or any other form of extreme sports. If you want to ride a rail, if you want to hit a front side blunt slide or whatever, you got to give it many times. You got to give it many times before it actually goes through. But thank the Lil Bubble gods. Lil Bubble took it in stride after taking this loss of being defeated in the Nouns proposal. And so funny how this proposal was, I would say, the first ever... Oh, no, it's not necessarily... Okay, technically, it's not like the first ever non-ETH ask, but this was the first ever proposal with a non-ETH ask. We were, you know, just suggesting to Nouns that, hey, we want to drop this Lil Bubble Gnarly EP. A lot of voters did feel like, 10% to Nouns was too little. 10% to Nouns was too little. For us, in our minds, we're like, okay, maybe it's because we funded the EP. The EP was funded through a NAS DAO proposal. And Lil Bubble took off time, almost coming to 3 months, because this was almost like beginning of Feb, and created all this amazing music and created all this amazing artwork, which literally has No Goes in the middle of the artwork. Him skating on the No Goes for all the three tracks, riding the No Go, the No Go rocket. And it was supposed to be a Gnarly EP, you know, to turn this into a CC0 release. That means no copyrights reserved, no copyrights can be claimed. So letting Lil Bubble go out there into the world and get the people bumping for free, that anyone around the world can actually take this music and go on and remix it, reuse it for anything, videos, whatever. Personally, I'm the one who proposed this proposal in NAS, because I always wanted music to play whenever we're having the space as people are gathering together, which I knew we had gathered here. If this had gone through, the proposal was no funding requested, and Nouns was going to get 10% of mint proceeds with everything there. Someone was like, oh, wow, how can this proposal fail when, you know, Lil Bubble put Nouns on the map a little bit with his new video. The mint details were supposed to start today. If this proposal was successful, we're going to start minting today. Each track was going to be priced at 0.0069 ETH, and the mint proceeds were to be split with Lil Bubble getting 40%, then another 40% to the NAS treasury, then 10% to the NAS treasury. And your boy Davin here getting his 10% agent fee. But it did not go through. A lot of speculation why. When you switch to delegate view of nouns, you can see that it was a battle between... You can see it was a battle between this whole thing called dynamic quorum. 25 people. I would say, okay, let's just assume 25 addresses are equal to 25 people. 25 people voted yes, and 6 addresses are equal to 6 people. And 6 people voted no. You know, can swing the vote. Can always swing the vote. It gets gnarly. Why is it that only 6 people said no? And the thing is this democratic? Oh yeah, this is dynamic quorum and how it works. Luckily, I managed to do some research about how this dynamic quorum works. It's essentially the number of yes must exceed the number of no's at a certain percentage, right? So even if you are to get the threshold votes, they keep on increasing as the number of no's increase. It's a bit strange, but you know, the whole point is you gotta get a lot of votes, you know. Just like even in how NAS is at the moment, is that you gotta get a lot of votes. It keeps on increasing this as all these tokens are being minted. Let's say like at nouns, there's this 24-hour auction. These are all votes that do count when it comes to the proposals and the treasury. So, but yeah, posted, that's why I was asking you about Lil Nouns a little bit, because you know, like it's like Lil Nouns early on, I don't know if it was early on this year or maybe last year, there was an issue where that the voters maybe weren't showing up for voting. Some proposals weren't being passed because they just weren't reaching quorum. You see, it becomes interesting, this whole quorum thing and how it works. But hey, a lot of people came in my DMs like, oh my God, we are sorry this did not pass. I personally thought it was a no-brainer, but hey, nothing is just no-brainer. You gotta put some brain in it. Got defeated. Everyone is now, I see Akwe is here, just inviting up on stage. We're rocking the defeated banner, letting everyone know we are defeated, but not dead. So we can always try again. Hopefully, can send this proposal again with better odds for nouns so that the nounish community can consider us. But it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting conversation of what's nounish enough, what's gnarlish. Personally, I do feel like nouns and nouns is a very interesting symbiotic relationship of mother and child, how a mother relates to her first child. Usually not so kind. Usually not so kind to the firstborn. And we're here experiencing it with Nas. But since then, and I'm going to claim this on the space here, every time Nas drops a proposal, we usually land at the time when there are no other proposals, and we get literally 100% of the attention of the voters, and the voters are really, I don't know, we need to, and I have a feeling this is the problem when you try to target the good proposal numbers, because this was proposal 269. Oh my God, the 669 was, the stars aligned. And then after that, almost like, let me see, we have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 proposals now are all in pending, getting ready to be submitted to voters. Like what Onion tweeted is like, oh my God, this upcoming week is going to be tough for him as a nouns voter, because 8 proposals have all been lined up. Oh, gets interesting. So Zags, did you finally find out any other reason why this proposal was defeated?
No, and I'm driven crazy by how hard it is to actually find where the discussions are about things. I do think that a lot of people just don't feel that hip hop is the way for nouns. Some people were just not, they didn't think that we should be doing a gnarly drop specifically as nouns. And I can kind of see that. I think they were kind of like that with Lil Nouns too, that there needs to be a clear separation of brands.
But
not things that matter to me personally.
I don't get it. And I think I've been tweeting it for a while. I know this is a discussion that probably will show up maybe next year or in the coming years down the road. Is that why should there be a difference between nouns and little nouns? Why should there be a difference between nouns and nouns? Because I don't know if people realize, but sub-nouns.
Well, part of the purpose is that so that there are niches. So there are different types of places and you're going to fit in better in one than another, for instance. You know, and if those distinctions aren't there, then you're less likely to find a nice solid niche. You know, like a big difference in personality types in little nouns and nars, for instance. and the way people are, what happens once you get in there, which is a little complicated for a newcomer in either case, I think. So. which channel?
Oh my God. I don't know if Posty, have you experienced, you know, the desertification of the Leonown's Discord?
I am yet to do, I plan to do that in the next week.
Oh, okay.
No,
someone telling me about the, like, the Leonown's Discord is like the Nevada desert.
What?
There are people. You will find them. You will get comments, but it's hard, man. It's hard. It's like no one is in the Discord, but people are in the Discord. I'm telling you, people are in the Leonardo's Discord. You just do not know where to go to get the discussion going and information flowing. We love Leonardo's. I know Leonardo's love Nas. A lot of Nas DAO people also hold Leonardo's. So it gets, I guess, interesting.
Well, there is the general chat. That's always a good place to start in any Discord community. Community general chat. And they could point you from there. It's just some of us are too shy to ask. Sometimes it takes a while.
But I can't lie. The general chat of Leonardo's is scary. It's scary. It is very, very scary. But hey.
In what way is it scary? What are you talking about? You're cracking.
You can, let me tell you. You can post something in the Leonardo's general chat. Yeah. GM.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go days before someone replies you another GM. I just say. Maybe that's my personal experience. Maybe different from everyone.
That might have been a long time ago, maybe. Because it's happened today.
Oh. And that's the funny thing about Leonardo. It's like drama can pop off any day. And I don't know. I feel like after I retire from Nas, I'm going to have to go to Leonardo's and set camp in the Leonardo's Discord.
Interesting. And you know, I don't usually reply my GMs. I usually just GM. I wouldn't expect a reply.
But you gotta.
That's a cultural thing, I guess.
Gotta say back. But some good news. I have some good news still talking about this proposal. I think Babo slept on it. Gami slept on it. Just like any defeat, man. All you gotta do is go to bed, get some Z's and rest it out, come back. Hopefully, if all things go well, we may try again to go on chain with better percentages and better renaming. One of the Nowners did point out that naming it the Nali EP kind of irked the vocals. Like, oh, you know, I mean, it's a Nali EP. Why don't you guys release it as Noun, as Nas? And unfortunately, when the Nowner look, is like, oh, I know it's a Nali EP, but damn, look at these noggles. They are right in the middle. They're right in the middle. We are hoping to rename it Extremely Nounish EP. Extremely Nounish EP and giving Nouns. I'm not sure about the percentages, but I think the percentage is going to go up to 50%. And I have a theory, by the way, Zags. I have a theory, right? Can Lil Noun, like, release something through Nouns? How would that work?
I think Nouns are sending a clear signal that that's not the way to do it.
Mm.
Little Nouns need to release Little Nouns, and Nars need to snarly things, and Nouns these Nounish things.
Yeah. No. And I'll give this from a personal, okay, not, it's not like my personal story, but part of like Ethereum history. The first ever DAO on Ethereum had a child DAO. I don't know if you know this story. Have you heard about it? The DAO on Ethereum. Have you ever heard of it?
No, tell me.
Oh my God. Let me just get the stories that I have there. The DAO on ETH. Let me see if I can just pull it up. Can't run for my history book right now, so I'm just Googling. It's here. Okay, so the DAO was a decentralized organization that was launched in 2016 on the Ethereum blockchain. I want to say it was the first ever. It was the first ever, you would say, DAO on ETH. It raised almost $150 million worth of Ether through the token sale. But the DAO was hacked due to a vulnerability in its code base, and the Ethereum blockchain was eventually hard forked to restore the stolen funds. But not all the parties agreed with this decision, which resulted in the classic splitting of the two distinct blockchains, which we have now as Ethereum and Ethereum Classic. So it becomes interesting. It's like that part of the DAO hack. I do think the ghost lingers on the Ethereum blockchain were being hacked. But the whole point was there was a bug in the smart contract that would allow them to, like, it would allow for that, for the voters to drain the treasury. But there's a way. It was a bit, okay, when you read more about it, is like when you go into the technical analysis, it's like what was formed to drain the treasury was essentially a child DAO, right? And I have a feeling this is how the ETH maxis see it, because you can't lie, most of the Nouns voters are ETH maxis, is that the child DAO, which in this case NAS, robbed the Nouns brand, robbed the Nouns brand and ran with it and did something else with it. So it's kind of similar in a way. In a way, when you read about this hack, it's one of the first things you study in a blockchain school when you talk about DAOs and how they work. But it just had this relationship, is that it could not necessarily take out all the money, or maybe like get it out and run away with it. For some reason, it just had to form child DAO that these other guys had control over. And just know, when you see Ethereum Classic, just remember that it was from a DAO having problems with this child DAO, just like Nouns has challenges with this children. Yeah, but it gets interesting. It gets interesting. Hopefully increasing the percentage to Nouns. And another theory that I do have is, yes, we got Proposal 51. We got 69 ETH from Nouns to start NAS, right? And for some odd reason, I feel like we have to pay back 69 ETH for us to be... We gotta pay back. Okay, I don't mean it in a way like, oh, it's a loan, we gotta pay back. But I just feel like it's something that we need to think about as a DAO, because given that Nouns has given so much to us, it is now up to us to maybe give back to the voters. For first of all, for Proposal 51, and then we had Proposal 189, which faced a lot of backlash, I think, along these same lines. So we gotta solve that. And the reason why I keep saying we gotta solve this, in the new NALI proposal that we were, you know, working on, NALI AF. I don't know. Did you have a chance to look at it, Zags? NALI AF?
No.
Okay. So in that proposal, we were going back to DAO to request, you know, for more funds to keep funding athletes, to keep funding shredders, to keep doing the NALI stuff that we are up to. But to me, it hit me. I was like, oh, wait damn minute. Is that, you know, if we go back to the DAO, we got to do a lot of explaining. It's like, hey, why do we need even 69 more ETH? Doesn't NAS have its own treasury? Doesn't NAS? But that's okay. It's okay. Kind of feel like that's fine. We'll find a way of going around all these issues. But one of the key elements of that proposal was the proposals as a way to celebrate the culture that NAS is building. Digging deep, like when you look back at all the proposals that NAS has passed, you get to see that most of these proposals are actually very, very good ideas, very, very scalable stories. I mean, we have sponsored almost, I would say, like 10. I need to count this. Like, we have sponsored like 10 shredders from around the world, haven't we? It must be like more than 10 now. And all these amazing stories that we haven't even tapped into, you know, to do maybe movies or films about. I do know there are some of our shredders who, right now it is spring, it's just coming to the end of spring, and they usually release most of their content towards towards the end of summer. And all that will be coming out that was sponsored last year, that is going to be coming out this year. So there's a lot that we have done that I kind of felt like, oh, we just need to point our torches back in time and find a way of getting all these stories out from our treasury and minting them as proposals. It was a very, very big part of the new proposal for us to develop a sustainable way of, you know, growing the treasury and being able to keep this boat moving, keep this thing moving. So we're hoping that maybe with the adjusted figures, all we need is that the Nouns voters need to just let us know what percentage do they want of NAS movies, NAS music, NAS films, NAS clothing, and we can drop it. This thing is, it's like, you know, your parents, if let's say you were born, you know, in a rich family, and your parents are rich, yeah, but you are not rich. It is your parents, not you. So you're going back, you're like, hey, I made this, I want to see if I can share it with the community. No, go do it yourself. Go and do it yourself. But anyway, Proposal 269 this week, yeah, got defeated. It was a shock. Everyone woke up in shock. And personally, of course, I want Gami tweeted, let me see if I can find it, that, you know, embracing defeat is one of the cool things about, you know, growing up in the DAO, is you get to accept. Let's see if I can find it. Yes, defeated. This is actually Akva's tweet. So all of us are now rocking the defeated banner. Yeah, just celebrating that moment in time, which is always amazing. Let me see. Then some news that dropped in, it's just a day back, is Bin Cooking, NAS HD, a new collection of high definition clones, free claim forever for all NAS DAO NFTs. And every single NAS trait is being recreated by our longtime contributor and in-house artist, Illustradora. The gift is to, you know, celebrate almost 1 year since the Nouns DAO Prop 51, the prop that started everything for us here. So this is another amazing, amazing project. Any thoughts on this, Zags? Have you seen this? I just pinned up the space here.
Well, I was trying to, but my pins are not working because Twitter loves me.
Ooh.
Is that the Ben Cookin' one?
Yes. I think Gami is doing this on personal ovulation. That's the cool thing about Nouns is that you can commission even without coming to the DAO. Permissionless technology, people. Permissionless technology. She is going to draw every Nouns trait.
That's crazy.
Man, that's crazy. Let me just see. I'm just pulling up these traits to see which traits we have here.
So are we going to be able to like mint Illustrinarlies?
Is that what you're calling them? I thought we were calling them Nouns HD, Nouns High Definition. Yeah, but I just thought I was like, oh, but it's kind of amazing because if you look at it, they're not so many. Okay, they're kind of many, but if you draw a couple of heads, if you draw a couple of noggles, and I mean, you can achieve the iteration. Is that? I just want to see how my otter looks like.
My green otter.
It's what I want to see how it looks like. So she said she's gonna be doing this the whole of May. So starting May 1st until May 28th, Illustradora is gonna be cooking. And I think the way it's going to be done is that the NAS that you have in your wallet automatically maybe.
Oh, crazy.
And I'm just still trying to wrap my head around. It's like, wow, how is this going to happen?
What am I going to look like? How is it going to happen? Well, it's going to pull it down and then pick apart the trait. So I guess they're going to write some kind of mapping between the traits.
That's what I'm wondering. It should be.
That's really sexy code.
I wanted to include some Nouns because I mean, when you look at now this collection, when you look at the way the Nouns HDs are, they're kind of beautiful, you know. The HD ones are really nice. It's like reminds me of those old PFP days. I'm saying old, but it was 2021.
You mean not pixel art?
When we started with PFP style art, before we reached the pixel art, you know, pixel art came a bit later on in the NFT bull run.
Yeah.
But early on, it was, you know, the apes, and they look so cool, and they have all these different traits, and they all look the same direction. Those were the beginning days, the beautiful days. It just reminds me a lot of that. So being able to deploy that and have other people participate is something I was thinking. This has been the Nouns Jam Sessions for this week. We will see you again, especially those of you who are the busy, always spare the Thursdays to hear an update from the Nouns DAO community here live at the Nouns Square. So major thank you to the Nouns Square for making this possible for our community to have this chat with everyone else in the Nouniverse, and them know all the gnarly stuff that we are up to. And with that, close it out.
Thank you so much for listening to our Nouns Jam Sessions podcast, where we talk about new and exciting news and stories about the extreme athletes and artists we have in Nouns DAO. We invite you to our weekly TNS Soapbox that happens every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next week.